Top stories making the news this hour at Press TV. Libya's revolutionary forces say they have recaptured the eastern city of Brega from regime troops. Reports say several bodies of government forces have been spotted in the city's suburbs. Meanwhile, the Libyan regime has started a new offensive to retake Misrata from the fighters. In Yemen, anti-government protesters have once again taken to the streets to demand President Ali Abdullah Saleh step down. Saleh has signaled that he has no immediate plans to leave power. Instead, he thanked his supporters for backing him on rallies held Friday to show their loyalty. Tunisians have taken to the streets to demand change months after former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali was toppled. The protesters call on the government to implement promised reforms and to give the nation more religious and political freedom. They say there has been no tangible reform since the revolution. And hundreds of Egyptians have gathered outside a criminal court in Cairo to demand the execution of former Interior Minister Habib al-Adli. He has been charged with killing protesters during the January 25th revolution. Adli is currently standing trial on charges of money laundering and profiteering. In Afghanistan, a protest over the burning of the Holy Quran by a U.S. priest has turned violent, leaving 9 people dead. Dozens of others were injured in the demonstration in the southern city of Kandahar, and the victims reportedly suffered bullet injuries and wounds caused by rocks. Highly radioactive water has been leaking from Japan's quake-hit Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean. The contaminated liquid is seeping from a cracked pit at reactor number 2. This is Prime Minister Naoto Kan visited the quake and tsunami devastated areas in the northeast. And Hamas has warned against Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. This after a fresh Israeli attack left at least 3 Hamas members dead in the town of Khan Yunis. Israeli military says the raid was jointly planned with the intelligence agency Shin Bet. And Nigeria has postponed Saturday's general elections until Monday. The Electoral Commission says the decision was made over organizational problems. Officials say many areas had not received ballot papers, and several other states were also forced to stop the vote following the announcement.